Welcome to the Legal Nurse Podcast, where you'll get tips to expand your legal nurse consulting skills. Every week, you'll hear from experts from within and outside the legal nurse consulting business. They'll share their knowledge to help you grow. Your show is moderated by Pat Iyer, a legal nurse consultant with over 30 years' experience. So join our community, sit back, relax, and get ready to learn. Here's your host, Pat Iyer.
Hi, this is Pat Iyer with the Legal Nurse Podcast, and today we're going to be talking about the benefits of kindness, and they affect us as legal nurse consultants, not only in the realm of interacting with our clients who are attorneys, but also the fact that lack of kindness can end up setting up a climate where people get angry with the care that they receive, and then they are looking for fault and they are looking for assistance to determine whether or not they have a valid medical malpractice case when something goes wrong. Jill and I have known each other for quite a while. She's a member of the National Speakers Association and is a prolific author. She speaks on the topics of radical influence, publicity, networking, kindness, and referrals, and has written a number of books, including 4 best-selling books. Her latest book is called The Prophet of Kindness. It went number 1 in 4 categories, and I know that I purchased it, I think, the day after it was published and really enjoyed it, and I thought she could help bring that content to you by being part of this podcast. She has over 20 years of experience working with over 100,000 people plus in both national and international media, and she teaches publicity crash courses at both live events and live webinars and speaks all over the world. Jill, I'm so pleased that you could join us for this show today.
Thank you. I'm delighted to be here.
Let's talk about, from a perspective of your life, I know that your life was dramatically changed by something that happened to you. Can you tell us what that event was?
Yes, so I was actually speaking, it was an international speaking engagement, and I actually literally tripped over a curb, can you believe it? So simple, but changed my life forever, and that is I fractured and actually fell and fractured both ankles in multiple places at once. Can you believe it? Ended up in a wheelchair for 5 months and unable to do really anything. I mean, I had to have a caregiver. I had to have a lot of support. I was literally, you know, as you can guess, unable to move. I couldn't cook. That was kind of my favorite part, actually. But, you know, everybody had to bring me food. I had to be driven to appointments. I had, as I said, to get a caregiver. So it was quite a time, and a time that I, you know, that I learned so much from, and in a good time in many ways, besides the, of course, injury and the upset. But what that happened from that was that I ended up doing a TV show called Messages of Hope. Because I've always been, you know, although I'm a PR expert, I've always been committed to using media as a primary positive force for good in the world. And this accident kind of, shall we say, tipped that over. So that was really important.
Mm-hmm. And I know that it helped you focus on kindness. I know you were the recipient of a lot of kindness when you were disabled. Nurses in our audience would understand what non-weight-bearing means and all of the implications of having to rely on people, particularly when you're an independent person to begin with.
Well, exactly. And, you know, I was one of those, and still am, of course, a high-achieving, you know, fast-moving, independent person. And next thing I know, I am non-weight-bearing. I have to rely on everybody to do everything. And I really had to ask for a lot of help. And that was the part that was really, honestly, mostly a little tough.
Mm-hmm. And this made you become interested in kindness, which we're putting in a business context. Tell us about the profit that comes from kindness.
Well, you know, it's interesting. When we were interviewing the companies for Profit of Kindness, and we interviewed many kinds of companies, the ones you'd recognize like Hyatt and Kleenex, Panera Bread Company, and some, you know, smaller companies like a local vet that had two offices. And you know what's interesting is there was a commonality among all of them, and that is that with kindness, what happens is your profits go up, your clients are happier, you're happier, you know, well-being is better. But interestingly enough, really from a revenue and profit focus, everything was accelerated. You know, in Profit of Kindness, we have something we called ROK, Return on Kindness. You know, most people are concerned about ROI, Return on Investment. And what's fascinating, and I think important to know, is that Return on Kindness is actually incredibly profitable. And we don't do it for that ever, but what's wonderfully consistent that we noticed is that every company that was kind also was profitable. And of course, you know, as a PR expert, I'm interested in why does being kind, why is it good for a company, right? And interestingly enough, I also watched that kind companies got more publicity, got more visibility, had more credibility, were just thought of more often. And I know it's that culture of kindness. So that was pretty exciting to see also.
I'm working right now with a couple of men who started a oil and gas drilling company, started a welding company out of the back of their pickup truck and grew it to 800 employees. And one of their ethical principles is that they tithe a percentage of their profits and they put that money into helping individuals, helping communities, helping churches. They give it away, and the result of that effort has been a deepening respect for them as companies, more business, more connections, more expansion. It's coming from their values, and it has been very good for their business.
I love that. Exactly. That's what I'm talking about.
Tell us about the power of connecting with clients.
Well, you know, connecting, I have actually 7 points of Profit of Kindness, or the return on Kindness principles, the rocks we call them. One of them is connection. So, you know, it's interesting in today's world because we are so connected, I think that in a way we become disconnected, meaning people crave the connection. People crave the opportunity to interact with each other, to speak to each other, and so I think that's important. You know, as much as emails are fabulous and great ways to connect, I just think it's important that sometimes you pick up the phone and you really talk to people. You know, I teach these publicity courses, and we have a lot of alumni, and at first we were connecting with people via email and inviting them back as our gift. And then we started picking up the phone and saying, hey, guess what? You can come back to the publicity course and as Jill's guest. And people were thrilled to receive the calls. People started coming more because of that. That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And I think that that's really important that one see the, shall we say, benefits of what's possible through the connection. Because what I notice, Pat, is that things happen in person through connection or over the phone or even, you know, in as we're private messaging on Facebook or LinkedIn or whatever mode you might use, there's still more of a connection. Now, the interesting thing is we're all busier than ever. So one thing I'm really big on is keep connections focused and quick and to the point. You know, don't take a lot of people's time, and they respect that. And so I think that's important that you set up parameters and boundaries, you know, how much time will you connect, what's needed, you know, so that people understand that. I remember doing a session with someone, and their session was an hour and a half. Well, I didn't have 90 minutes to spare. Prophet of Kindness was just coming out, you know, and so for me that was a lot of time. And actually, I had to say, listen, we're going to do half the session now and half the session later. But that wasn't communicated to me in advance, right? So I do think it's really important that one knows the connectedness parameters, but also that you connect and that you reach out to your clients, that you reach out to your prospects, and that you start connecting in new ways.
Tell us about the Bucket Brigade. That's not a term that I'm familiar with. And how does the Bucket Brigade relate to kindness?
Well, you know, one thing about buckets is you're either filling them or you're emptying them.
Yeah.
And yes, isn't it? So one of the things that we want to, shall we say, engage and empower people to do with their buckets is to fill them. And that means to reach out to others, to think consciously, how can I contribute? Now, you know, particularly the people on your call are contributors anyway, because of the nature of the service of your work. But I would tell you that one of the things we recommend for Prophet of Kindness is to practice conscious acts of kindness. You know, people talk about practicing random acts of kindness, and I say, let's practice conscious acts of kindness, and that's really important now. So that's a real key.
Mm-hmm.
And I think important.
Let's talk about regular praise and recognition. And I think that's a fascinating piece that you cover in your book from a number of perspectives. Putting it within the medical errors perspective, if people don't feel appreciated and they don't think what they're doing makes a difference, they can get sloppy in their practices. And healthcare has multiple opportunities for errors to occur just because of the sheer complexity of what's necessary to take a person from the waiting room of a same-day surgery unit where I was on Monday through discharge 3 hours later with all the steps in the process so that nothing goes wrong. What does the research tell us about the importance of receiving regular praise and recognition?
Oh, yeah. Well, and there is a lot of it. So in Prophet of Kindness, what we found from the research is that, you know, individuals and companies or even, you know, generally, who receive regular recognition and praise, here's what happens. They increase their individual productivity. They increase engagement among your colleagues. So that's wonderful. You're far more likely to stay with the organization, and you receive high loyalty and satisfaction scores from your customers, which of course is so important. And of course, more importantly and very important, is that you're safe. And people who get regular praise and recognition have better safety records and fewer accidents on the job. And that's really important. So, you know, stress, consideration, all these things that we have daily in our jobs, interestingly enough, is somewhat lowered because of that praise. So keep saying great job, everyone. That's really important.
Before I continue with the show, I'll take a minute to share a resource that will make it even easier to create those solid relationships with your clients. I have a lot of tips in my book, How to Manage Your Legal Nurse Consulting Business, Top Tips for Success. You've gotten your legal nurse consulting business started, you've gotten clients, and you want to sustain your success. Business development and client management are intertwined. Both are necessary for a stable business. In this book, I tackle how to control your money and your goals and to subdue the evil twins of procrastination and perfectionism and to get more done through outsourcing. You can reach a stressed out state as a business owner. I share tips for managing your stress and your health. Are you ready to hire an employee? I added a chapter on interviewing and hiring. The second part of the book really focuses on tools and techniques for deepening your relationships with your clients. This is where you discover how to deepen those situations. You will find out how to win over and retain the clients you want, and recognize those who are too much trouble. Mastering negotiation and business communication and conflict are essential. And I show you how. This is the book to use to build a stable foundation for your business. Get your copy at http://lnc.tips/creating-series and use a 25% discount code with the word listened. Put that in the coupon box during checkout. And now let's return to the show. And so many of those factors are important for how a business runs. Just one factor that you talked about in terms of turnover has a huge impact on a business. It has a huge impact in healthcare with the costs of orienting a person to a new environment. Or if our listeners have employees and they have frequent turnover among their staff, they understand the costs of advertising and interviewing and hiring and orienting a new person and the point that individual has to go through to develop competence in the job. So if that cycle keeps repeating over and over and over again, it can be very damaging to a company.
Exactly. And, you know, the damage to companies seem to almost come from the inside out. And one of the things with Profit of Kindness is I'm training companies and having these discussions with teams, like what creates more kindness, you know, and particularly in the healthcare field where kindness is so much more needed, frankly, and where there's a lot of issues. I'm finding myself in discussion with teams around what does that mean? How can we increase it? What can we do with our clients and customers? You know, what can we do for each other? What can we do for our community? These are all important conversations to have.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And drawing attention to it, making it a part of a discussion is so important because I think it's been something that's been low level, not valued, maybe an assumption that people are performing their jobs with kindness, and that assumption is not always warranted. So drawing attention to it and helping people talk about it and recognize it is important. I'm reminded of something that I saw recently at Johns Hopkins, where my husband and I go for medical care. They have established an Office of Civility, and the purpose is to focus on compassionate and kind communication between the healthcare staff and between the healthcare staff and patients.
Wow! What an interesting that I love that.
Mm-hmm. So while we're talking about healthcare, can you give us some thoughts about burnout and stress and how that leads to less compassion for patients?
Well, listen, let's be honest. When we're tired, any of us, burnt out, stressed, obviously it's going to be harder to be present with your patients, to have patience. Funny enough, another return on kindness principle is patience. And when you're tired, it's hard to be patient. It's hard to be positivity is one of my return on kindness principles. It's hard to be positive. It's hard to have compassion, another return on kindness principle, all very important aspects for care, right? To have that compassion, that patience, that positivity, that connectedness, all return on kindness principles. So when you're stressed and burned out, not the right time, usually not the right place in your own spirit to be giving to others. So kindness also means taking care of yourself. Yes, taking care of yourself. And that means having good boundaries. It's interesting because people say to me, well, you wrote a book on kindness. Like, does that mean we always have to be nice? You know, I've gotten that question. I'm like, well, actually, being kind is not about rolling over or being a pushover. It is about having wonderful way about you and a good heartfelt approach and being kind. I think we all really understand what that means truly in our hearts. But also that means, having, like I said, boundaries, parameters. You need to know what it takes to take care of yourself. You need to know what it takes to get your job done, to be done in a way that avoids as much possibility of burnout and stress as possible. And listen, it's not going to be a perfect world, but taking a step, to take care of yourself. For me, sometimes that means I will take a nap in the middle of the day. Sometimes that means I have to cancel a client because there's a moment where, something happened and I need to take care of myself. Or I will take a bath at night. That helps, So different things that are self-care must be in your own agenda.
I know in your book you mentioned a simple technique that we can use to restore compassion. What is it?
Basically, it's meditation. And I like awareness meditation. I think it's important to be aware. But certainly practicing meditation on a consistent basis really makes a big difference. Really makes a big difference. Like, just put something in your life, whether it's, 2 minutes in the morning or when you're in the restroom, getting yourself back, taking, we find 4 deep breaths, and we outline it in the Prophet of Kindness, a certain breathing technique that's really helpful for decreasing stress and increasing your presence. Again, as healthcare professionals, you need to be so present. And I know there's always stress coming at you. So you need to find your own ways to keep really present, to keep your stress level manageable, to remember to be grateful, another return on kindness principle. We talk about, journaling, or just even for me, I say it aloud, 5 things I'm grateful for every single day. That really helps just to keep me focused on what's so good in life, because there are so many great things happening.
You just mentioned gratitude journals, and I know that you've added a little twist to that. Can you tell us about the variation that you recommend for a gratitude journal?
Well, just that if you're at work, just a simple thing about keeping it on your computer. For me, I just say it aloud. I don't, as much as possible, keep things really simple. So whatever works for you. For me, I like to say it aloud. Some people like to journal. Some people keep it on their computer. But really, what are you grateful for? 5 things that you notice that are positive. And it could be really simple things like, I got a great parking space for my appointment today. Hey, I'm always happy about that. Whatever makes sense for you, but keep paying attention to things that are working.
That's an interesting perspective because I know for many people the default is to think about what went wrong, what is the negative thing that happened in my life today. And I've discovered from studying negative people at a distance, because I try to keep them far away, that the negativity that they exude is contagious and it becomes a rut that gets deeper and deeper and deeper. But if you switch that and say, how can I be positive? What am I grateful for? What went well today? The sun shined and I was able to get out in my pool yesterday and submerge up to my neck. And I could take a walk on the road and there was a deer that crossed my pathway. Those are all things that happened to me in the last 24 hours that I'm grateful for. And by focusing on gratitude, what I think you're saying to us is, use that to deal with stress and flip through that gratitude journal periodically and remind yourself of all the things that you have that you might take for granted.
Thank you. Absolutely. That's what's so key.
Do you have any other tips for maintaining positive communication?
Yes, and again, Prophet of Kindness, we did interview a lot of people, did a lot of different research. So there's a lot of science based in it. And then there's just, wonderful interviews with fabulous people giving us some terrific tips. And a couple of things we found that were consistent with positive communication is you have to, let people know you're listening to them. So paraphrase and summarize. After a person finishes talking, I heard you say. That really helps. And also using people's names, when you see your patient, hello, Mrs. Smith, or if she likes to be called Ginger, call her that. Find out how people like to be addressed. And that feels really good. And interestingly enough, smiling, people forget to smile. It's so interesting to me, Pat, because I speak all over the world and I look out at my audience and well, some people smile and some people don't. But what's wonderful is to see some people smile right back at you. It just feels so good. And so just put that smile on occasionally, and as you're talking to someone, smile at them. They'll feel more connected to you. And then look at people when they're talking. It just amazes me, particularly at networking events or different gatherings, people will, be off flitting somewhere, and I think many of us are used to tracking multiple things going on, but please look at people when they are talking and mirror body language. So that's really, really helpful. That it helps build trust and communication. So those are some great things to do to increase positive communication and make a difference for the people around you.
You've given us so much to think about, Jill. How can our listeners find out more about you?
Oh, thank you. Well, a couple things. First of all, at jilllublin.com, that's my full name, JILLLUB as in boy, LIN as in Nancy, jilllublin.com. You can find out all kinds of things about me and happy to help in any way I can, whether it's consulting or speaking or my publicity course, perhaps. And also for the book, go to profitofkindness.com. And that'll take you through to all your favorite places to buy it, like Amazon and Barnes and Noble, profitofkindness.com, and it'll also give you some wonderful other tips for you to consider.
Well, thank you, Jill. I appreciate you spending your time with us and sharing your expertise. The book again is The Prophet of Kindness: How to Influence Others, Establish Trust, and Build Lasting Business Relationships. And I highly recommend it as a book that changes your perspective on interacting with your clients and with other people. And thank you, Jill, for being part of the show.
Thank you, Pat, so much for having me. I appreciate it.
Use the code LISTENED to get a 25% discount on this product. You'll put that code LISTENED in the coupon code box during checkout.
We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Check out Pat Iyer's resources for legal nurse consultants on legalnursebusiness.com. Pat coaches legal nurse consultants so they make more money, get more clients, and avoid expensive mistakes. Check out her coaching program at lncacademy.com. Please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review on iTunes. We always are interested in your ideas for new topics. Please leave a comment on legalnursepodcasts.com. Join our community and get notified of each new episode and receive the transcript of today's program. Complete the request form on legalnursepodcasts.com. We appreciate you and your interest.